This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
We continue with Tim Swartz and Kurt Collins, and Tim had some responses to what Kurt was saying in our previous segment. Go ahead.
One of the other aspects that I've run into when it comes to close encounters, some kind of like a time dilation effect. Some people report it as losing time. Others come across as gaining time. There was a case that I looked into that happened near Dayton, Ohio, where two women saw two UFOs when they were driving home from a shopping trip. One of them swooped down in front of the car, and the car was enveloped in like a bright light. And they both said that they felt like that, they described, like typically what's called the Oz effect. All the sound around them seemed to stop. The car stopped completely, and then when the UFO flew away, the car restarted by itself. When they got home, they found that they were home a lot earlier than they should have. So instead of missing time, they actually gained time. So, this goes back to, like one of my, favorite ideas concerning, how UFOs may have the type of propulsion system that they use, that possibly it's some kind of, related to space-time. Because in my opinion, and from some of the observations of other physicists, to achieve interplanetary, intergalactic space travel, you're probably going to have some kind of time machine. And again, I'm just using a popular word for this, but there's going to have to be some way that you have the ability to bend space time in order to travel the vast light years between planets, between galaxies. I don't think that it's that unusual that we're seeing then some of these close encounters with these craft that appear to show some kind of interference with time as we know it, which we don't know that much about it.
Well, I think once we get to the world of interference with time, we get into areas of science that are just really difficult to comprehend. Things that I think science doesn't even really understand at this point.
Okay, well, so one of the studies that Bigelow's people did was Eric Davis, who was involved with NIDS and did studies for BASS, too. He wrote one of the papers was on wormholes. And so what's going through a wormhole and what kind of energy is involved there? If that is if they're exploring either traveling through that or supposing the UFOs travel through that, just imagine the energy and what possible side effects that could produce. So, and maybe that would even bend the time barrier.
Well, that's interesting because some of the investigations that they conducted at the Skinwalker Ranch seem to possibly involve some kind of, and I really hate to use the word time travel because, that puts us right back into the whole realm of science fiction and amazing stories and stuff like that. But for the observations that people have had with these events, it seems like a form of time manipulation going on, whether or not it's a natural effect that's happening at Skinwalker for whatever reason, or if it's a technological effects, you know, by some intelligence that, you know, we have no idea about. So I think that it's interesting that, the Bigelow Group is looking also into these ideas. And of course it was, their investigation into the Skinwalker Ranch that I think that, kind of, put the Bigelow Group on various government officials' do not approach list. I had another name for it, but I can't say that on the air.
The Bigelow Group and, oh, by the way, Dr. Nolan is a member of the Society for Scientific Exploration, and the polite term for what they investigate is paranormal at work, weird science, although the straight-laced scientists are going to say that they're involved in pseudoscience and fringe science, but they're looking into all sorts of things, telepathy, reincarnation, ESP, the kind of stuff that Robert Bigelow's folks love, and, you know, life after death, and all these things where there's not a lot of solid scientific evidence to back it up. But so it's interesting that this group of people contacted a more conventional scientist and that he went along for the ride. He was, I understand that he was a science fiction fan, so he had some imagination, but he's found something to work with. He's analyzed these parts, which arts parts is one of them. A lot of these UFO parts have been the Ubiquitous magnesium that is reported to have come from a UFO. So he's analyzed them. He said that there are unusual things about them. He hasn't gone so far as to say that, yes, these are extraterrestrial, just that they're unusual. They shouldn't have been found where they were found. And, you know, but there's not proof they're from another world.
Yeah, some of the things that he found while analyzing some of these metal fragments was that, and not all of them, but some of them, the isotope ratio was completely different than what you would expect from the elements that were debris. And the other interesting thing is that he would have several different pieces from the same source, some of them with altered isotope ratios, and then others that were normal. So, and you know, he has some speculation on what may have caused it, but really no clear idea.
Some of these things were, you know, Charles Fort liked to collect reports of things that were out of place in time and space, and weird events that were unexplained, and. But he did consider extraterrestrial possibility for some of the strange things in the sky, but he didn't force any one explanation. And I think he just enjoyed the fact that these were weird things. But, you know, too many people are trying to fit whatever weirdness into one explanation that they favor. And I think that's kind of a mistake. I mean, some of these things, you know, we just have to accept that they're unexplained and mysterious and work with what actually offers some good clues for a solution.
Well, I think here is the problem, which is instead of saying, here's something going on that we can't understand, why can't it be this, why can't it be that, and trying to prove a specific theory. This goes into believers, for example, in the so-called ETH or extraterrestrial hypothesis. They want to prove that ET is here, and maybe it is. You know, we don't know. I mean, it's perfectly true that we've discovered more and more exoplanets out there, which raises the possibility that there are planets that have spawned civilizations more advanced than ours, and it makes perfect sense that one or more of them might have sought us out, even by accident. But it's better to say, here's something that we do not understand. Let's try to figure out what it is wherever the evidence takes us, which is, of course, the big problem. Because where do you go? Where do you go with that? What category of scientific research would you put it in? Okay, gets to be complicated. We've got a lot more to talk about. We're featuring two of our special guest co-hosts, Tim Swartz and Kurt Collins. And a lot more to talk about. a lot more news to cover with Tim and Kurt. You're in
the Paracast.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices start at just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
You've heard that supply lines are down or moving slow. And that most everything costs more these days. But good news. High-quality Sunny Bay products are in stock and ready to ship now because they're made in the USA. Like our extra-long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs, are microwavable, and come in a variety of colors and patterns. What a great gift! An extra-long neck heating pad from Sunny Bay. Also available in lavender scented. Buy now in time for the holidays and avoid any shipping delays. Available on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. They're great for men or women, are reusable and easy to clean. So this year, give the gift of pain relief. An extra long neck wrap from Sunny Bay. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Order now when our stock is high and shipping is fast. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So, beginning and end, do we expect, with all this stuff going on around the edges or through and through and UFO, UAP research, and I'll let you go back and forth however you wish. Kurt, do you think we're going to get anywhere with this government program?
They're supposed to issue reports to Congress, so we'll hear some of it. There are also going to be classified reports. Probably we won't get what we want, and certainly not right away. But when the government has done UFO investigation for the past few years, they really avoided doing any paperwork. This new system requires that they will, and we have a shot at it from Freedom of Information Act, at least. So maybe there'll be a time delay on that. But I do think we'll get to see what they're doing, maybe not right away. I'm not overly optimistic about it. I think civilian researchers probably have a better chance of doing quality investigation, but always the budget, budgetary problems, financing is a problem. So there is a civilian effort that does have some money backed by Harvard and some private donors, Avi Loeb's project, Project Galileo, it's called. It may be too broad, but it's looking for an extraterrestrial origin, and if it's a interplanetary body, whether it's intelligently a structured craft or just something passing through, they're going to be looking for it, and they have the participation of astronomers. So between these overlapping goals, we're bound to get a little something out of it.
Yeah, I'd have to pretty much agree. Whenever you have the government and military involved in looking into UFOs, that, you know, with Project Blue Book, I think that it was handed off to people who really didn't want that assignment but did it anyway. So you could very, very likely, you know, see something very similar happening with this. And then, of course, if there's any investigation and revelations that at least some of these sightings are of black budget, top secret, you know, aircraft, then we'll never hear anything about it. That, you know, that type of information will be redacted. It wouldn't surprise me they actually go and hand off some of this research to private companies. I think that actually any evidence that had been collected in the past was probably given to various aerospace companies in the private sector, simply because then that information couldn't be retrieved through the Freedom of Information Act. So it wouldn't surprise me a lot to see a lot of the really juicy stuff end up in a private corporation's hands, and, you know, we will never know about it.
The question I have is, after working with Bigelow for that initial $22 million, why are they not going back to him? Bigelow is off looking into life after death with his crew now.
Well, I have a partial answer for that. And they didn't. The original reporting of the ATIP story from Politico, there was an unnamed official that was quoted as saying that the program produced nothing of value. But it was just reams of paper. So he had an unfavorable outlook as to the value of what was produced. Now, it was so broad too. I mean, we've seen the reports now that it covered everything from Skinwalker Ranch to parapsychology and UFO reports, and you know, that some of that stuff didn't have direct military intelligence value from the perspective of the conventional brass. So that's part of it. You know, it just didn't fit into their view of warfare, and that's where the value lies.
Really, with the exception of maybe, you know, some little bits of metallic debris, all we have are reports and sightings. You know, at least as far as we know, nobody has an actual fully functioning captured spaceship You know, as far as we know, my best guess is that we don't. And so what else can you do except produce, you know, reams of paper speculating on what you're dealing with, maybe with some analysis that may have been gleaned from various sightings. So, you know, unless somebody out there is really privy to some of this information that nobody else has, we're stuck trying to investigate ghosts, so to speak. I mean, you know, that's really where we're at. You know, you get out the Ouija board, you get out the dowsing rods. That's for the most part just as effective as these $1 million electronic devices that have been taken to the fields in an attempt to you know, get some substantial information about UFOs. And anything that may be constructed, the investigation, probably for most of us, we'll never hear about it.
Well, if it certainly has all these non-physical aspects or have stuff that indicates a mental function problem, we probably will never hear about it because there's no user-friendly way to present that. What do you think, Kurt?
That could be that would be unless it was so well documented that they couldn't avoid talking about it. They might just leave that quiet. Think about what if they develop that and it's used as a weapon, or some people worry that it has already. So I don't know. But getting back to what you said about why don't they go back to Bigelow's people, that does make sense that they would just reactivate this program. So, you know, I can only assume they didn't like it. Or from what we've seen of this UAP report that came out last summer, they only were examining back to 2004, so there was no sense of history. And I get the feeling that the Pentagon only wants things that can be registered on their sensors. They don't want UFO research in the way that we think of it. They want technical reports from their equipment.
Well, that will certainly not help at all, will it? Hey, we've got a lot more to talk about and some other development in a very different area, a conspiracy theory to bring up in just a few moments. In any case, we have Kurt Collins. He, of course, does Blue Blurry Lines. And we have Tim Swartz, who works with Conspiracy Journal. And if you check his name out at Amazon, you'll find that he has also written more books than you can imagine anyone writing. Speaking of conspiracies, we'll have a lot more to come with Tim and Kurt and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The number keeps rising. At least 78 people were killed after last weekend's tornado outbreak in Kentucky. Democratic Governor Andy Beshear confirming the number on Saturday while noting there's hope the number won't climb any further.
Right now, missing persons based on this tornado event are at zero. Again, those are we calculate those based on people who are reported as missing. But right now, it is down to zero.
Overall, across several states in the southeast and central United States, at least 92 people have died. President Biden is set to deliver a speech on Tuesday regarding his administration's response to the Omicron variant. The World Health Organization saying on Saturday the variant has already turned up in nearly 90 countries. USA Radio News. Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott officially announces construction of his state's own border wall. The governor saying the wall is necessary for national security reasons.
They're not just coming from Mexico. They're coming through Mexico from more than 150 countries across the entire globe, including people coming from countries who are hostile to the United States of America. Countries like China, Iran, Syria, Russia.
The governor blaming the Biden administration for not doing enough to curb illegal immigration. The Biden administration's vaccine mandate is back in place for large companies. The United States Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit in Cincinnati reinstating the mandate on Friday. Politico saying a coalition of 27 business groups quickly appealed to the U.S. Supreme Court. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
My name is Richard Dolan. You're listening to the Paracast.
I want to move on, since we're at the halfway point of the main show, to some other topics here. And maybe we could focus on something here. As came out this week, the release set more records of the JFK assassination. After all these years, lots of documents are still being withheld. First, of course, all the conspiracy theorists out there, Kurt and Tim, would be saying, well, of course they're not going to release this stuff because it shows that the original lone gunman theory is wrong. Kurt, can you tell us what's now available?
There are about 1,500 documents. I can't tell you the government website, but I looked at probably 100 of them or more today, and it's pretty interesting. It's a mixture of things from records of note that connect before the assassination, some of the players, the suspects, and then, of course, the events themselves, the investigation, and through the Warren Commission. The ones that I was less interested in, though, was from the in the 1970s, there was a House Select Committee on Assassinations, and they did a new investigation, and some of that was based on conspiracy theory, and I think a lot of it was kind of secondhand. So I'm less interested in that. I'm more interested in the primary evidence, but I think there's been a great mystery over what else is out there, of the sampling I saw today, you know, there wasn't anything that really changed my mind. I found some interesting things. I honestly don't know how some of it compares with, you know, if it's just additional pages of things we've already seen. But it's interesting to think of, though, from, you know, any perspective of anyone interested in government documents. You know, UFO researchers are certainly after them. And this has taken a long, long time to get what we have so far. And we still don't have it all.
And I'm curious why we still don't have it all. I mean, you look at, the JFK assassination, you know, happened within our lifetime, but you would think that at this point, why are there so many documents still being withheld? National security, probably. I mean, is something like that still pertinent at this point, you know, 2021? And of course, you know, you had former President Trump, who had made promises that you know, he was going to release all of the JFK papers and had some of them released, but by this situation, you know, decided a lot of it was going to be withheld. Why?
That's a big question. Why did they run into that? Of course, it feeds the conspiracy theories, saying, well, these documents contain stuff that will disprove the impression. Now, speaking of that set of congressional hearings back in the 70s, didn't it conclude there was a conspiracy involved?
I know a little bit about that. They concluded that there was, but it was based on what's, I think, has been proven to be faulty evidence of a microphone of a motorcycle that recorded what they thought was a second gunshot, a gunshot that wasn't Oswald's, is what I should say. And I think it's been proven that that was just, I think it was maybe a wire recording or something that had looped, and it was just some additional noise. So I think that was the primary evidence, but they also found a lot of anecdotal evidence that the mafia could have been involved, that they had the motive and the manpower and even connections to some of the players. So that was part of it. So I think the evidence sort of crumbled, but it raised some pretty good questions, and it was different. You know, that was evidence that hadn't been presented before.
Now, the thing here that always worried me is not so much whether Oswald could have done it, but Jack Ruby, because Jack Ruby had obvious affiliations or connections or friendships with organized crime.
That's true. Yeah, I think that there probably are some pieces that we still don't have, and some relationships may be convoluted. I think Oswald was the assassin, but I don't think that it's unbelievable to think that he may have shared that information with some other people, either there in Dallas or some of the people in the Communist Party. I don't think, if there was a conspiracy, I don't think there was a huge one like in the Oliver Stone movie. Oh, and by the way, that's one interesting thing about all this, the publicity and the public reaction. You know, that's what's driven this new UFO interest and the participation by the government, you know, basically public pressure. And the movie JFK stirred so much of that up in the 90s, that there was new information and pressure to release things. And we're still sort of rolling from that now. I think that's why so much has been released. So I think the publicity and public pressure has had an effect and has moved, you know, has produced results.
You know, Oswald was a very interesting player in all this, considering that, you know, you have a guy that had actually left the United States after his stint in the Marines and moved to Russia, you know, Soviet Union, and asked for asylum. And of course, the Soviet intelligence were very suspicious. You know, why would this American want to, come live in the Soviet Union? So, you know, they let him work in a radio factory, and he then left Russia, with a Russian bride whose father actually happened to be a high-ranking general in the Soviet military, and the United States let them both come back in with no questions asked, apparently. So, you know, and this is just, you know, one of many, many mysteries surrounding some of the people, you know, involved in the JFK assassination.
I just don't understand this at all. I would think if somebody defects, which is what he did, comes back to this country, the first thing they would do is take him into custody and charge him. Well, at least if they can find evidence of some kind of criminal act or intent to commit a criminal act, but certainly interrogate him thoroughly. Because we're looking here at something that could be possible treason. Why is he coming back? Doesn't make sense. Even then, you'd watch everything this guy's doing. If you allow him back in this country for whatever reason, he says, you know, I was mentally ill, I made a mistake, whatever it is. Forgetting the Russian bride, who became a minor celebrity in this country, by the way. Forgetting the Russian bride, comes back here, and they don't do anything about it. You think J. Edgar Hoover's FBI at the time would have immediately wanted to look at this guy.
The FBI, they had something to hide. In fact, they destroyed some documents. But instead of something really sinister, it was to cover up their ineptitude because they were watching Oswald, and I think it was Agent Hostie was the one. The FBI really fouled things up, and they destroyed records, and not sinister like a conspiracy, but to cover up their ineptitude, because they had tried to contact Oswald and the agent missed him, and so they were embarrassed that the records would show that they were following Oswald and they blew it. They didn't find him dangerous.
Or perhaps they felt that he might be a sketchy character, but not an actual threat to anyone's life. So they didn't give it high priority. We never know. Some people might say that the FBI was in on it. Everybody else has been blamed, right? We got now Tim Swartz and Kurt Collins, special guest co-host roundtable. You're in
the Paracast.
For listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name is Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Jacques Vallée. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
So, as we continue with the Paracast, the special guest co-host roundtable, we were talking about the JFK assassination, about Lee Harvey Oswald coming to America after being a defector, and apparently the FBI screwed up watching him, but I still don't understand why he wasn't just arrested. Isn't there a crime involved there? Or a potential crime? Kurt?
You would think so, and so one of the things that, I'm not sure if this came out during the original Warren Commission, but Oswald had worked in security, I think it was, in the U-2 program. You know, he wasn't flying the planes, but he was involved in that. He knew some of the radar information and things. And that was the key secret for the United States at that time. And if they should have interrogated him to know, you know, what information did he share? What was he asked for? What did he give? And yeah, it just doesn't seem that they would let him hang out in New Orleans and Dallas without a thorough going over.
Yeah, this is just a little bit in left field, because I think the general belief was that J. Edgar Hoover's FBI was thoroughly efficient, and here they blew it. And we also have to look at the fact here that as much as we may dispute the fact, Oswald had maybe not the motive, but the opportunity to do something. Basically, from what I heard in our previous discussions, and you would know this, Kurt, when you go to examine the school book depository, the distance that he had to make in terms of getting the shot right wasn't that far. And it didn't take some kind of superb marksman to do it, right, Kurt?
That's my impression. When I visited the building and you know, they had it set up, the actual window you couldn't look through, but the one next to it you could, and the view to the, you know, was straight down to the street, and you follow with your eye to the underpass. I just don't think it took a superhuman marksman to make the shot, either the skill of the shot or the time involved. And one thing you know, anyone that knows a little bit about the assassination know that there was a right-wing general, a Walker, that Oswald had taken a shot at some time before. I think it was maybe just a matter of 2 months or so. He happened to miss that shot and hit the window frame rather than General, but it was an unsolved crime until Oswald was caught and they found his rifle, you know, and the pictures of him with the rifle, which, you know, despite what some people, you know, have suggested, I think were genuine photos. He apparently wanted to be some sort of political assassin. Now, what's odd about it was, you know, there was this, you know, ultra right wing Republican, and then he shot a Democrat president. So was it, you know, it wasn't political in the that sense, but, you know, I guess it was it to harm America or just the establishment. You know, his motive is very hard to figure.
Well, also the argument was made about the capabilities of this rifle, a cheap Italian rifle. And I know that Mark Lane, a former New York State assemblyman who wrote a book called Rush to Judgment, a huge bestseller in the 60s, made a big deal because I saw the presentations, his public lectures, that this rifle couldn't have done it because even the scope was off. Now, number one, maybe the sample he examined it was off, but he had no access to the gun that Oswald allegedly owned and used, so he wouldn't know. Maybe Oswald was capable of fixing it or compensating for a scope that was slightly off. But certainly getting 2 out of 3 shots right, you know what? I don't think that was beyond the capability of any normal person who knows how to shoot a rifle. And he, while in the military, qualified as a marksman. Isn't that enough?
Yeah, I don't think that's a major mystery. And it's the other, you know, if someone else was involved, that's the part I really wonder about. And as far as the documentation and the records, I think part of the reluctance to release these has been to show the other suspects, because that's going to give them publicity, an innocent person publicity that and attention that they don't need. And it also is going to show the ineptitude of the agencies involved. You know, the FBI certainly was exposed in that, and the Central Intelligence Agency. It shows that despite what they want you to think, there were some domestic operations. So it kind of reflects unfavorable. And if there was someone else involved, then if it was a, you know, a larger conspiracy of being, you know, even 3 or 4 people, you know, why didn't the FBI catch that? So, and the other thing that the excuse they use, there is some truth to that too, the methods and sources and the fact that some of this information they gathered on Russia, and maybe some of the reason they weren't asking questions is they had spies in place and they knew already. You have to wonder about that. You know, that's the only logical explanation of why they didn't give Oswald a closer checking out.
Once again, they may have not even been impressed with him. Oh, this is some kind of dummy. He went to Russia. Okay, fine. We'll watch him when he gets back if he does anything funky. But coming back here from Russia is where it raises all these red flags. What influences did he have? Was he strong-minded enough to want to control his own destiny? Was he completely depraved or dumb enough that given the right influence, he could be convinced to do something really, really nasty all by himself? Just point him in the right directions. You know, it's not like today where we have the influence of social networks to turn people who are susceptible to influence in the wrong way. It would take something that would be more intense. Then again, we're getting back to his Russian-born wife. Would she have done it? But then why would the Russians have wanted to off Kennedy? Supposedly, they claim that Khrushchev respected Kennedy, especially after the missile disaster and the posture he took on it. So why would the Russians want to off this guy? To get Johnson as president?
Well, maybe it wasn't the Russians. Maybe it was Castro.
Okay. But then where's Oswald into that?
Right. Well, You brought up a good point there, Gene. There could have been a possibility that that he was a patsy, that, you know, he was instructed by whomever, you know, go up there, you know, in the window and shoot Kennedy, though there was somebody else somewhere else who was going to do the actual job, and then, you know, Oswald would be the lone nut who would take the fall. There are a lot of witnesses, and again, as Kurt pointed out, you know, some of this is pretty anecdotal, who were there at Dealey Plaza, who there was one guy who was across the street with his kids, and there was a bullet ricocheted off the curb where they were standing. A bullet that's not counted in the, you know, what I think three that Oswald supposedly shot. There's also the aspect that the president's route was changed. They weren't going to go through Dealey Plaza. They were going to take, and I can't remember the exact details, but it had to be altered fairly quickly, and to take that rather, you know, circuitous route through Dealey Plaza. So if that was the case, how did Oswald know ahead of time to bring his rifle, you know, to work with him that day?
Well, you know what? Maybe he brought his rifle to work on a number of days. We don't know.
Every day, yeah.
Right. I mean, this is the only time we know, only because we are paying attention. But we don't know what he did before then. We weren't paying attention to this guy.
Right, right. Yeah, well, I mean, it was Texas. You know, bring your gun to work week.
Well, it could be that. But then we look at who benefited from this, which is Johnson.
Right. Right. Well, and, you know, that's something that has been, several books have been written, you know, saying that it was Johnson and his connections, his Houston connection, so to speak, that was responsible.
Well, he'd have the most to gain, obviously, in the various logical frameworks, but we're not accusing Johnson of being a murderer.
No.
Anyway, we have Tim and Kurt and Gene. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.